Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 25th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Chafei, Mishnah Ches. So Rabbi Yossi had finished off the last Mishnah by saying that there's a certain kula when your hands are tahor. So Ketzad, what on earth was he talking about? How you yadav tahor v'achareya kos tameim? If your hands are tahor, but the outside of the cup was tameh because it touched the tameh mashke, achazav be'sviyaso. So if you hold the cup by that little indentation where you can hold on to it, einu chosh Hashem nitmu yadav v'achareya kos. We don't have to worry that your hands became tamei from the achareya kos, because we don't assume that you touched the achareya kos. You're able to get a good enough grip without touching it. Hayishosu, because she'achar of tamei, if you're drinking from a cup that the achareim of the cup are tamei, einu choshe shemen nitma hamashke shempiv ba'achareya kos. You don't have to worry that the mashke that's in your mouth became tamei from the achareya kos, v'chazer v'timei kos, and then went and was mitamei the kos itself. You don't have to worry that the liquid came into your mouth and it touched the outside of the kos as you were drinking, so it became tamei, and then it dripped from your mouth inside and it was mitamei the inside. Kumkum shumartiach, if you have a kettle that the outside of it is tamei and it's boiling, einu choshe. You don't have to worry that maybe it boiled over, became tummy from the outside, and then went back into the kettle and was metame the inside of it. Mishnah test: Kli hakodesh en le'macharayim v'toch. Any kli kodesh don't have this din drabanan called acharayim v'toch. Rather, when a tummy mashke touches the acharayim or the toch, the whole thing becomes tummy. We don't split the kli in half. Ve'elam be'sviya, and it also doesn't have the din of the base tzviya, where you with the indentation where you hold on to it. It's the same as any other part of the kli. So if a tamei mashke touches it, the whole kli becomes tamei. You're not allowed to be matbil one kli inside of another kli when it comes to kodesh. If you want to be matbil two kelim, you got to do them entirely separately. You can't put them one inside of the other. All kelim will be able to be makabel tuma just by machshava. That you have a machshava that you have a clear intention that this is now a usable kli. But if you want to change it from a usable kli to a non-usable kli, to say that no, now it's a shever kli, something physical has to happen to it. It can't just be that you say, nah, I don't really want a stool, I want a chair with a back, and therefore this is broken, it's not a functional thing. Doing a maisa can undo that which a previous maisa had done, or that which a machshava had done, but a machshava in mevatel, so mian maisa v'lo mian machshava. But a machshava cannot be mevatel anything that either a maisa nor that which a machshava had previously done. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we said that Rabbi Yossi's kula was that if you have tar hands and the back of your kos is tamei, and you hold it by the grips, so you're not choshesh that maybe your hands become tamei from the back of the kos. And then we said that if you're drinking from a kos and the back of the kos is tameh, the acharayim are tameh, you don't have to worry that the liquid in your mouth became tameh from the acharayim and then went back into the kos and was metameh the inside of the kos. And we said similarly, if you have a kettle that's boiling, you don't have to worry that the boiling water hit the outside of the kos and then came back in and was metameh the inside of the kos. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that Klei HaKodesh don't have this kula of acharayim v'toch or base tzviya. Any part of it that touches mashkin tameim, the whole thing becomes tameh. And we said by Kodesh, another chumrah that we have is you can't be matbil one kli inside of another kli. And then we said when it comes to determining what's considered a kli, a machshava can bake something a kli, but it cannot take away the status of a kli. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the 26th perek of Maseches Kelim.